What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you. Man, I got to tell you, if you're in the college business right now, spring football, right to the transfer portal, mixed in with high school recruiting that never stops, NFL draft, where you have the number one pick, and a lot of other guys getting drafted, and then the word comes out, and one of the big stories is the big catch that happened for Mario Cristobal and the coaching staff. And head coach joins us this morning. Mario, how you doing, man? It's been a busy, busy time, but a lot of good stuff.
Good morning, Joe. Let's stay busy, huh?
Yeah, with that. Hey, man, I know we can't do we don't want to break any violations or secondary violations. I've done that once in the past with University of Miami many years ago, and I don't want to do it again. But let's talk about the big catch, man, everybody's been talking about and part of recruiting.
Yeah, like you mentioned, you know, we can't specifically say, but as you know, that the trenches being big and physical, strong and tough up front are always going to be at the forefront of everything. It allows those skilled guys outside to make plays. So a lot of juice and momentum, and it's not going to stop anytime soon.
Yeah. It's funny, just watching some of the shows and everybody talk. You get a couple of top guys, and other top guys want to be part of it and see what's going on. And the secondary part, I love it when I hear, and he's deserved it. I know you've known him longer than anybody, not to just talk about one coach because I like your coaching staff a lot. Coach Mirabal, though, it's great to hear people talking about him as the best offensive line coach in the country.
Yeah, he is. And obviously, I've known the guy for almost 40 years. You know, I mean, we went to high school together, played together, all that stuff. But he is a one-of-a-kind teacher and human being, a leader, father, husband, and coach and mentor, and a commanding presence that is unmatched and as impactful as you can have a coach be in a football program and community.
Yeah, so, you know, you hear about, you know, Maui Noah and some of the guys you've had at Oregon and University of Miami, some of the offensive linemen that have gone on to just are having great careers right now. All that stuff, I think, really helps. Don't you think that even going back and seeing the resume?
Well, without a doubt. I mean, it's something we've really committed ourselves to throughout the course of our career. And you know what, Joe? It gives quarterbacks like Cam Ward and Carson Beck confidence that they can go to a program where they're going to be upright for the season. You know, they're going to be protected. There's going to be a tremendous investment at the line of scrimmage. And those guys, you know, they can perform at a high level when they have that.
All right. Hey, you just mentioned great teaser right into the second part. And the other big story coming out of your football program nationally, everybody's talking about Carson Beck throwing 100%, letting it rip again, or still limited, coach, or where's? I saw the throw that everybody's seen on social media.
Yeah, he's right. He's been thrown for weeks. I believe he'll be cleared completely either by today or Sunday because we begin our team workouts on Monday. But he's been ripping it, and he looks good, and he'll have zero limitations. So, and he's done a great job integrating himself with his teammates, you know, not being able to go through spring ball. And at the same time, you know, we recognize the fact that he's had a lot of reps at some high level and some high level games. So we'll be able to catch him up fairly quick.
Coach, how's he handled everything? I mean, the Cam Ward story, and I want to get into that separately here with you because it was such a great night, the first night of the NFL draft, and seeing a lot of pictures of you and Smoking Joe and everybody else up there that was up there with Cam, and it was just cool to see him as a first pick. But before, how's Carson handled that coming in and following him? Has he been affected at all? Because I know everybody said, well, Carson Beck's got some big shoes to fill off of the number one pick in the draft.
Yeah, Carson Beck, he wears big shoes. And to me, what stood out right away was the fact that his desire to come to Miami was tied to, you know, besides a fresh start, is winning and showing that he can help the trajectory of a team, that he can help those around him and impact those and get better. And he's super smart. He understands the game inside and out, and he's a really, really hard worker. Big dude, too, now, you know. He is not a little quarterback, so he's handled it great. He's got the right mindset. His teammates have gotten around him more and more. So the excitement around here surrounding him is awesome.
Well, listen, the great story is this Cam Ward story. Now that we've all had a chance, you went through it, and you've been saying great things about him, but I can't go by you because you were saying about him before we started the year last year. And here he is, 1 year later, he's the number one pick at the biggest party there is outside of a game being played, is that NFL draft. What was that like, Coach, being there and being with Cam as he, I guess it wasn't much of a surprise, was the number one pick?
Yeah, it was pretty quick, right? I mean, we kind of got there and left right after. So, but, you know, and it's a shame because I think if Arroyo was completely healthy, that he, at the time he is now, he would have been up in there as well. But it was awesome. And, you know, to Cam's credit, it kind of played out like his entire career has played out. He just wanted to receive the call, find out that it's official, and then find out what time he was getting picked up to go to the airport to head to Tennessee and start working. So great to see that for him and his family. Our word was given. Our word was validated, as was his. And so, again, just an awesome, awesome night. Joe was there with us as well, our president. Shannon Dawson was there. And it was fantastic, man. Great night. Tremendous energy in Green Bay.
Hey, so I don't want to bring up anything, but one thing I think pissed off a lot of people here in South Florida that are watching it is ESPN coverage. Mel Meltdown Kiper had a big one. It kind of took away because they didn't get off the Sanders topic. And so a lot of people like, wow, you're the number one pick. And it's being like, well, we don't want to talk about the number one pick. We want to talk what's going on with Shador. And here they are, you know, round after round. I felt bad for a lot of guys, not just Cam, because I just felt like everybody was so stuck on, he should have been the first overall pick, that it took away. You're there. You probably don't see it or hear about it till later. But I'm just curious, man. It's such a big moment, and it's such a great story from where he started. And we're carrying on like where they have him ranked or something. Like, nobody cares. The league has spoken. He's a number one pick.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Cam cares. I certainly don't care. I mean, we were there, and, you know, you can't tell what's going on. I mean, you're just in that green room, which is really, really awesome because, I mean, the previous three opportunities that I've had were either sideways tracked by COVID or, you know, like Panay had his party at his house in Utah, and I never got to see it, and to be there and watch it, and most importantly, just to watch Cam and his family, it was incredible. And I can tell you, Cam could give a rat's butt who was talking about what. Like, that guy he wants to go win. He wants to help Tennessee win. He wants to go get the best players around him. So I heard the narrative, but, I mean, this is, you know, football surrounded by talk and narratives, and honestly, on this side of the table, I could give a rat's butt.
All right, hey, let's talk about transfer portal. Matter of fact, not before spring football, after spring football. I don't have time to talk about all 19 guys. Coach, I didn't know you were going to go that deep of when you look at your team and you evaluate it. You've added 19 guys, end up with one of the top three, I think, transfer portal pickups groups in the country. Was that the goal coming out? You said, hey, I got 19, I want to replace, or is it just guys are available, upgraded your team, so you just kept going?
We were looking at about 14 because five of the guys that we took in the portal have years. Like they still have 3 years of eligibility, and we view that acquisition just like we would a freshman, if that makes sense. You know, and then as time went on, we started realizing, wait a second, at the end of the day, it's our job 24/7 to increase competition and the caliber of player on our roster, right? You can't say as a player, hey, I want to be surrounded by dogs, and then here comes the opportunity to say, hey, let's not bring anybody else. BS. It's an opportunity to fill your roster in different ways. It was there. Might have been a couple more, but, I mean, not by much. I think on the country, they average anywhere from 16 to 22. And we signed a really good amount of high school players, and we signed a good amount of portal players. It's a really good blend. And it's time to ramp up the competition and get everybody's best.
Yeah. Hey, can I talk about three defensive guys that you had? And I know we can't talk about all of them. I don't have enough time. But Jacoby Thomas, safety. Keontae Scott out of Auburn, defensive back. I think nickel, but you could tell me more. Mohamed Torre, the linebacker. Looked like three guys could really help you right away.
Oh, without a doubt. And, I mean, last year, obviously, we had our issues as the season went on, particularly on the back end. And besides, you know, from a scheme standpoint, we also ran out of bodies. And, you know, it's besides promoting competition, we got to prove that we can stay healthy. You know, at the end of the day, college football has extended the season by a couple of games, and the season is long. There's two bye weeks now. You got to be ready to roll, and all three of those guys provide a ton of experience at a high level. And have really, really played well and physically, which is important, right? We got to set the tone on the defensive side of the ball. They are physical players that are just really hungry, driven guys, and they fit us. They fit our culture.
Yeah. The depth, it's interesting. I see you got this kid, Shamar Brown, North Dakota State. Always wonder, smaller school, but, I mean, a powerhouse, obviously, at their level. Just talk about going after that from smaller division schools.
Well, you know, you always got to be objective when you're observing and evaluating film. You know, on any roster, you're going to carry five scholarship backs, sometimes six. And here's a guy that just rushed for 1,000-plus yards in a tough league at 225 pounds, right? Winner of the Jerry Rice Award. Just a tough, physical, downhill, slashing runner that is an awesome human being. And, certainly, it fits our – we need a guy that's a sophomore or freshman. He fit and checked all the boxes as a player, as a person, and then the years that he has left. So, a great addition for our roster.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I have to ask you, because it's always a topic, every day, NIL and transfer portal in general, and now I see they might be putting a new committee together to take a look, led by Nick Saban, and trying to look at making some changes. You don't say very much about it. You've always gone, since I've known you, you've always said, whatever the system is, I'm going with it. Let's go. I'm just going to try to be the best at it. You feeling differently? Do you want to see changes, or you're not going to get wrapped up in what everybody's complaining about?
I mean, I would, but I just don't believe in making noise just because I'm, you know, not exactly, you know, thrilled about the situation. I mean, I was born and raised not to make noise, make change. If you're going to make anything, make a change, you know, and help things get better. Don't just bitch about them. So I'm not of that crowd. So it's adapt or die. That's the bottom line. So I do think that there needs to, if we're going to go the professional model, it needs to be full throttle professional and not half professional and half amateur, because I do think this, I think it is our job first and foremost to develop all these young men to the best of their ability and give them opportunities. But I do think we're treading in an area where we're providing a ton of rights and privileges and we're not enforcing enough duties and obligations. That's my only issue, because I wouldn't provide complete liberty in my own household with my kids without some type of, you know, duty and obligation and consequence tied to it. So that's where I think we're missing the boat. If we're really our teachers, if we're really trying to help people and help this country and our communities, then I think those things all got to be roped in together.
Yeah. This is this been a crazy time since this thing exploded. I had no idea what it would look like. But Mara, you recruit down here and you've seen what the state of Florida is in recruiting. You can go see a guy one day, he's at one school, and you go a couple months later, although I know you follow everything down here, but we got a lot of jumpers right now, more than one.
Yeah. That, you know, that part is remember the old Miami Vice? Remember Sonny Crockett?
Yeah.
That one scene, this is Miami, pal, where you can't tell who the players are without a roster. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Well, you got to get a new roster pretty, you know, pretty quickly. But at the same time, it's like, look, it's adapt or die and move with it. And at the same time, one thing we are doing, the education here at the University of Miami is elite. These facilities are now taking a step towards being elite. Our program is now in double-digit wins, and we're sending multiple guys to the NFL and the combine. Like, we're providing awesome opportunities, so we're a lot stronger and, once again, prominent in the eyes of the local guys. But we're also attracting national attention. So it, I think it creates more urgency in their processes in choosing Miami earlier. At least it needs to, because we are getting guys from all over the country, but, you know, home base is always going to be at the forefront.
You know, I'm glad you said that. Another thing, I always say, there's a few things that you've said the last couple of years to me, it really stuck. You're one of the guys said, hey, high school recruiting is still the most important thing. We get, because we talk a lot about transfer portals now, because those guys have played and we can see their stats from other schools, and you go, high school, still the number one thing for you.
Yeah, without a doubt. Like, if you look at our offensive line, all but one our high school players, right? You know, headed out of spring, so are our wide receivers. Heading out of spring, so are our running backs. Headed out of spring, so is our entire D-line and linebackers and half of our secondary. So we've done it the right way, man. We supplement with the portal where it needs to be. And some years, you might take two, and some years you might take 15, right? Whatever you have to do for your team, but to set, like, a certain number in stone, I don't believe in that. You got to do what's best for the University of Miami, and everybody's got to put Miami first.
Coach, you know one thing that kind of pisses me off, though? Like, we're down here, and for years before you got here, it was like, oh, there's no commitment to win down here, and it was, you know, from top to bottom, and the school doesn't believe. Then you get it going, and then you got people in SEC and Big Ten, not to pick on those two conferences, but and now it's like, oh, it's all about money down there now. There's just, it's just like, really? Is that what it's going to be every time you get a commitment or a player from one of those schools? I know you block out the noise, but I just think, I hear the fan base going, really? Used to beat us up, like, don't go after that guy, you got no shot.
Yeah, I think I think it's you probably hear it from people where NIL has existed for a long, long time, and now it's finally legal, so some people get pissed off about it. So, yeah, again, there's no bitching and moaning on this side, man. Adapt or die. Narratives, look, if people and things aren't there with you at 5 a.m. training or in the hospital when you're hurt recovering or in your house or in your locker room, you know what? It doesn't matter, and it's irrelevant. So, stay the course, do it the right way. That's what we're doing. The noise, they get, you know, they get kiss my, you know what.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Times have changed, huh? It's crazy. It's a crazy world out. Mario, thank you, man. I really appreciate you coming on, getting us all caught up with everything. Congratulations on everything that's going on right now.
Let's keep working, brother. I appreciate you, Joe. Have a good one, man.
All right. Mario Cristobal, head coach for the Miami Hurricanes, joining us this morning, talking a little bit about everything with his team that I know he's pumped up about right now. Hey, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers in the morning. Hey, I always say this, nothing like a South Florida Chevy dealership to go see the new SUVs and the new trucks, those new Silverado durable trucks. This weekend, if you've got some time, you won't be disappointed. 14 dealerships throughout South Florida to get to, and then you can see the all-new Equinox. Oh, my gosh, what a great look. Fully loaded, just fantastic. And then let's talk about 2025, another midsize SUV, but it doesn't feel like it. We call it the Baby Tahoe. Oh, my gosh, it's got so much room for a midsize, so spacious and comfortable. For seating for everybody, plus plenty of room for everyone's cargo with a turbocharged 2.5-liter engine. And then let's go to the cleanup hitter, the big boys, the number one seller in the Chevy family, those big, strong, durable Silverado trucks. Hey, we make a Silverado truck perfect for any type of lifestyle you have, for your family or for work. But let's talk about those four strong options, each one delivering commanding power with roll-formed high-strength steel, impressive cargo volume, 12 standard tie-downs. Hardest working bed in the business. It really is. You work 7 days a week, you got a truck you can depend on. See your South Florida Chevy dealers this weekend for outstanding offers going on right now. Take a test drive. You're going to fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.